Welcome to the Soulful Podcast. I am your host, Megan Harmony, a champion at overcoming the tough stuff and enjoying life while rising above it. Soulful living means getting to a place of ease and comfort no matter what's happening around you. It is waking up excited about what adventures you will go on. It's connecting to the power within you as your source of strength, grace, and security. It's being uncomfortable during growth spurts and leaning in to the stretch. Each week, I will share with you about my journey and the experiences I've had. I'll offer you hope and inspiration that it is possible to live a full life, even when the you-know-what is hitting the fan. I believe that love is a language we can all understand, and I want to inspire you to trust and believe in yourself. Your soul is hungry for more. Lean in to get soul full. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending when you're tuning in. Thanks for joining me this week. I want to start off by letting you guys know that early bird enrollment for my Soulful group program closes on Wednesday at midnight Eastern Standard Time. If you're interested in the early bird pricing, you're going to want to get in on that before Wednesday. It's an epic program that's going to absolutely change lives for people that are feeling stuck and broken to go to a place of fulfilled and connected to their soul. I know because it's what I did to get myself from those places to where I am today. Okay, all that aside, I want to talk to you guys today about honesty. First of all, there's three things that I think are indispensable values to have in life: honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. But today, like I said, we're focusing on honesty. Why is honesty so important? Well, when it comes to sobriety, first off, it demands rigorous honesty. At least that's what I was taught. And by that, what does that mean? Does that mean brutal honesty, where I tell everyone on the planet everything I think of them? No, that's not what it means. It means honesty with yourself. Rigorous honesty, really looking at your life and taking inventory, taking stock of what's going on in your life, and accepting that maybe what you've been doing isn't working, and even more so, surrendering to the idea that you are the maker of all your problems. You created them through your thoughts, through your actions, through your choices. Now, this can be a difficult concept for some people, and that's why I wanted to focus so much on honesty today. Because for me, honesty has always come fairly easily. Not perfect at it by any means. I do tell the occasional lie, but I really work hard not to today because I'm a terrible liar. Let me give you an example. The other day, I was playing a video game with someone I care deeply for, and that person happens to be one of those gamers that likes to win. And we were playing this game in survival mode, which is timed. And I think we had played that level 3 or 4 times, and it was getting late and I was tired, and I'm not very good at that level. So I kept messing up, which is fine. Why that all matters is we both agreed we were going to play one last time and then head to our relative beds in our separate homes. And we played it and we got the worst score we had got so far. Worst time yet. And the person said to me, "Oh, see, you got a better score this time. It was, you got a minute longer or something." And I'm like, "Yep." And they knew I was lying automatically, because even over the phone, I don't lie very well. People can tell. Why does that matter? Because when it came to getting honest for me, it was pretty simple. I tend to look at the world through a lot of black and white. I often call it my rose-colored glasses, but in the same sense, I base my life a lot on facts. So to tell the truth was always easy for me. The problem was it often got me in trouble. because I tended to lean towards the brutal honesty of, well, I have a thought, so I should share it, prior to sobriety and recovery. Why does that matter? Because when it came to getting honest about the fact that I had a problem with substances, or any problem in life for that matter, it doesn't even have to just be sobriety. But when it comes to getting honest with myself about that, it's fairly simple for me. Some people really struggle with that. In the spirit of honesty, I struggled to admit there was a problem for a long time, but in my heart of hearts, I knew. The reason that it's so important to be honest is so that you can live a life that doesn't have a lot of guilt and shame and remorse. And to some of the listeners, that's just common sense. But for a lot of people, it's kind of become habit to tell a little white lie or tell a tale or expand a story a little or push a deadline a little so that you don't get in trouble at work or various different things like that. And it's not even really considered a lie. It's just a bending of the truth. So I look at my life under three different forms of dishonesty. Flat out dishonesty, where I lie directly to your face. Dishonesty by omission, which is that stuff where it's like, well, they didn't ask, so I don't have to tell. Or partial truths, which is that bending of the truth that I mentioned earlier. If I do any of these three things, I'm putting myself at risk of headed down a path that I don't want to go down anymore. My life when I got sober had so many different stories I had told so many different people to try to cover my tracks that I couldn't keep track of any of them anymore. And the worst part was I didn't even know I was lying half the time. So a trick I would give you guys if you're interested in stopping lying is to look at your life, and when you're speaking to someone, if you catch yourself in a lie, because a lot of times that we'll get that little soul nudge. Hey, you're lying right now. And when that happens, call yourself out on it. Say to the person you're talking to, that's a lie. Or I'm not telling you the truth right now. Let me tell you the truth. Or something like that. And I know that's a bold request on my part. But I know it works because I've done it. In my early recovery, I would actually stop myself mid-sentence. I'd be telling some story and some little lie would come out and that little soul nudge would say, that's a lie. And I automatically would say to the person, that's a lie. Or, I'm sorry, I'm lying to you right now. Can I try that again? Why this matters is because in calling yourself out loud to the person you're lying to, it creates a level of humility. And I don't know about you guys, but for me, I didn't want to be put in that position where I had to tell someone I cared about that I was lying to them. I didn't want to put myself in the position of being a liar. I didn't like that. So I stopped doing it. As for the dishonesty by omission, as I said earlier, there's a difference between brutal honesty and being honest. There are times that it's best not to tell people the whole truth in order to protect them. And this is where we have to be careful that our ego doesn't come into play. But as a broad example, if I cheated on my boyfriend 5 years ago, it wouldn't do any good to go tell him today as I'm trying to live this honest life, because that is just going to cause harm. It's going to bruise their ego. It's going to make them feel less than. And if they have no idea that it happened, being brutally honest and I did this, so you need to know, is not going to do them any good. But if that same boyfriend, which by the way is fictitious in this example, came to me and said, did you cheat on me? Then I have to be honest. Otherwise, I'm just lying to myself again, saying that I don't need to tell him. I can tell you right now that if you live an honest life, you will go to so many amazing places spiritually, mentally, physically, because you won't be bogged down by the ick that comes with the level of dishonesty that some people live with. When we couple honesty with willingness and open-mindedness, anything is possible. Absolutely anything. But it really takes that radical responsibility and real honesty about what's going on in your life. So my challenge to you today is to, one, if you're finding yourself catching yourself in lies, to call yourself out on it to the people. The other challenge would be to sit down and really take some stock of your life right now. What's going well? What feels good about life? What are the things that you enjoy? And find ways to do more of that. And also, what's not going so well? What needs to change? Take full responsibility of that. Put your energy towards the steps you need to take in order to be free of it. If possible, some things you can't be free of, but you can find ways to live with them from your soul. That's all for this week, guys. I hope you have an absolutely fabulous week, and I can't wait to connect with you again next week. Remember, you are beautiful, you are worth it, you deserve an amazing life, and I'm here for you if you forget that. Until we meet again, lean in to get soul full. Thank you for meeting me soul to soul today on the Soulful Podcast. If this episode resonated for you and you feel called to, please share it with your friends and family so they can feel the love as well. Also, leave a rating and a comment on your podcast player so I know what's touching your soul the most and can bring you more of what you long for. If you have suggestions for topics or would like me to speak at your event, please connect with me at soulfullsobriety, that's soulfulsobriety@gmail.com. Thank you for your love and support in helping me connect with more souls to remind them they are divine, capable, and loved. Go out looking at the world through the lens of love.